Concho with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. Steve Stone joins us right now, being brought to you by Steve Stone on Baseball, is brought to you by Let Us Entertain You Restaurants.
And stop and get the macaroni and cheese if you want to at Bub City on Clark Street. It's an extravaganza. You'll love it.
Oh, I love a good macaroni and cheese.
There you go.
That's a great plug.
There you go. That's very good. Especially, I like the way that worked out right there.
Yep. Me too.
Yeah. That's a fine. It is as good as it gets. They got really good barbecue over there too.
Yeah.
I got my favorites.
Yes, they do.
They got, I don't know, what do they got? 40 restaurants now or something like that? I have specific ones too. I'd like to start doing that too. Just start dropping the Let Us Entertain You restaurants.
Ramen San on a day like today with the rain.
Yeah.
Oh,
thank you, Violetta. Yeah. Thank you for doing that.
That would be perfect.
Thank you.
Now I'm hungry.
Yeah.
A little RPM steak.
Yeah, well, that would be nice too.
Although, good.
You know what I like? I have the best sushi in Chicago is at Sushi San right now.
Oh,
as far as I'm concerned.
Way to plug them. I like Shaw's myself.
But, and I believe there's another Ramen San opening up near you in the West Loop.
Oh,
yeah.
Exciting stuff.
I think next week.
Don't
or
you have
this
a
week.
Relative who works over there?
My son-in-law, you mean?
Yeah. Right.
What?
I forgot about that.
All right.
Sorry, Steve.
Sorry, we ran away. We actually hijacked your own plug, is what we did. And then we turned it into our own advantage.
Yeah, beat that.
All right. Hey, let me ask you about this. You know, the big trade talks about Manny Machado and, you know, are the Orioles going to let go of him? Will he end up at the Cubs? The White Sox want him to sign him at the end of this season. Is it possible? Do you see a route here by which he ends up? I know we alluded to this last week, but is there a route by which he ends up as a Cub for a rental for the remainder of this season and then with the White Sox next year?
I think it would be very difficult for the Cubs to make that acquisition for the simple reason that, number one, their farm system has been used the last few years to accumulate a lot of the talent that they have. We are the beneficiary on the Sox of Eloy Jimenez and Dylan Cease, two really good players that will be here and contributing in the major leagues for Jose Quintana. You can't blame them for doing that because Quintana, they felt, was a missing piece of the puzzle, and he is a quality starting pitcher. So they gave up a whole lot of tomorrow for a lot of today. But as far as the Machado deal, you have to understand that with Scott Boras as his agent, there's very little chance, almost no chance, that you're going to be able to sign him to an extended contract during the course of this year. So if you understand he is a rental player, then if you do bring him in as a shortstop, which he is because you've got Bryant at third base, Machado enjoys shortstop and he's having a banner year at that position, then you have to trade Addison Russell. You trade Addison Russell, and then all of a sudden you find yourself looking at Javi Baez as your shortstop. That's fine. Then you need a second baseman because Baez is your best third baseman, your best shortstop, and your best second baseman, but he's only one guy, can only play one position. So if they decide to trade Russell, that would be good enough. Then you'd have to find that second baseman every day if, in fact, you move Baez to shortstop, which he can certainly play and play well. I just think that what they'd have to give away, I'm not exactly sure what they have left in the minor leagues. I do know that most of their stars are gone. So you'd probably have to start with Kyle Schwarber. That would be one guy that Baltimore would take back, maybe as a player to be named later after the season or something along those lines, because right now, for Baltimore this year, it's a lost year. They're not going to be able to do anything. And then they have to go on a major rebuild. They're going to want young players back in return. I'm not sure the Cubs have those young players, but if they do, well, then obviously Machado is a difference maker. I mean, he is that good. He's having a banner season, and he has a lot of incentive this year because he's going to be that free agent. He's going to sit and wait what Harper gets, and Bryce Harper is going to get, by all expectations, he's going to get anywhere from $300 to $400 million. When that happens, and I think it will to somebody, then obviously Machado is going to get a whole lot of money, and again, he's going to be very expensive for the Cubs or anybody else. As far as the Sox spending that much money on him, I'd like to think that we could get a player of his magnitude. I just don't think that the White Sox are going to spend what Manny Machado is going to get, so I view the choices of being him coming here with the money expended. I just don't think that's going to happen.
All right. So when you have a moment, though, like the White Sox are having, where they're in a rebuild and you do have Eloy Jimenez coming up and you do have this, you got, you know, this youth core that could be gelling. You got, it's a lot of raw talent. There's high expectations for what this franchise is going to look like in 2 or 3 years. Is Machado just, forget about it, if money were no object, is Machado the kind of piece that the White Sox should get, or can they pass on for somebody else or for two other players?
Well, if Price were no object, obviously you'd want him on your ball club. And then if you get him here and he plays shortstop, you move Tim Anderson to center field, it might cure your problems in center field. So, yeah, I mean, but money is always an object. And, you know, if money were no object, you'd want to get Bryce Harper also, along with Manny Machado, and perhaps a couple of other guys.
I know. Well, I'm trying to make money, not no object, I'm trying to make it a little less of an object. Because,
right.
I mean, the franchise does have to look at, there's a lot of considerations here for the White Sox, right? There's considerations of not only where the team's going to be, but there's also gate, there's ad revenue, there's all those things that they, that a gigantic megastar like that would, you know, they don't really pay for themselves directly, but they certainly help float the boats.
No, you're right about that. And a great example is a lot of people felt that Artie Moreno with the Angels overpaid for Albert Pujols because he got $275 million. They thought at the time, wow, for a guy who was a little bit older, and Pujols certainly was very good for them and is still pretty good for them, they thought there was a whole lot of money and maybe money that was kind of squandered. But the reality was that just in the new television contract they signed and also in season tickets and the increase in that, the day they signed Albert Pujols, he actually paid for himself.
Right.
So that's something that you have to bear in mind when you look at quality players. But then you'd think that if Manny Machado was the one missing piece of the puzzle, it might be something you'd entertain. However, he's not. There's still a lot of puzzle that has to be reassembled for the Sox to be able to be ready to win. And obviously when you look around, you can tell the placeholders on this team, and I say placeholders because they're guys waiting for younger, better players to take their spot. Obviously Anderson is one of those guys that you're building with, as is Moncada, as probably is Abreu, and I say probably because he might fall into the category, Ro, of a player that is worth more to the organization, both on the field and off the field, and his leadership with the young Latino players, that might be worth more than you can get in return, in which case you sign him again and you hope that he plays his entire career with the White Sox because he's that good in the clubhouse and they put young players with him and he teaches them how to do it. And I don't think you can get in return for him commensurate with what he does to the ball club. So let's say that he's one of the building blocks also. Then you have to figure that a lot of different positions and guys that I didn't name at various positions are guys that they're probably going to look to fill. The bad break was Jake Berger. With his Achilles tendon and the setback again, re-injuring the Achilles tendon. So nobody really knows how that's going to work out for a third baseman for the future. But obviously, the outfielders for the Sox in the minor leagues are good. There's a lot of really talented guys around. Blake Rutherford is one of them. Eloy Jimenez, everybody talks about him. Lewis Robert, in a few years, everybody will talk about him, right, assuming that he stays healthy. So the talent is there. The question that nobody knows, Ro, is will they take the next step or the next couple of steps? Nobody can figure that out until they actually do it. And when you take a look at Atlanta, take a look at Albies and Acuna at 1 and 2 in their lineup, along with Freeman, who makes them legitimate, you see how quickly it can happen with talented young players. The Sox have those guys, not quite as advanced as the two guys I mentioned, but that's an object lesson of how quickly it can come around. So would I, were I one of the owners of this team, love to have Machado? Absolutely. But if he's going up over $300 million, I'd have to pass on him and wait for some other guys who are not quite as talented, but maybe a little more in reality financially.
Well, they can wine him and dine him tonight when he's in town. All right, Steve, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Steve Stone.
Thanks,
on
Steve.
Baseball.
My pleasure. Take care.
Brought to you by Let Us Entertain You Restaurants. Right now, let's check in with Judy, find out what's coming up at the top of the hour.